Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Overcoming tragedy, country star Luke Bryan vows to find the good in each moment. Country music star Luke Bryan shares his determination to find the good in each moment, even in spite of the tragedies he and his family have faced. During this video, Luke is shown in a range of settings, participating in a photo shoot, hunting and fishing, celebrating holidays with family, performing, accepting music awards, judging young artists on American Idol, and more. But most of the video is simply Luke seated near a staircase and a decorative table, talking about the losses in this life. They are significant. After a brief opening with Luke, an off-screen reporter shares highlights of Luke's career, which really took off in 2007 when Luke recorded his hit single, All My Friends Say. However, career isn't the focus of the story. Instead, the story serves as an introduction to the five-part docuseries that is Luke's latest project. The series is entitled Luke Bryan, My Dirt Road Diary. As the video continues, Luke describes three significant losses that have shaped who he is and how he approaches life. Luke's brother Chris was killed in an automobile accident when Luke was just 19. Luke reflects on the fact that he and his siblings had never established a friendship as brothers because he had always just been the annoying younger brother to Chris, who was 26 at the time of his death. This tragedy changed Luke's reality forever. Approximately 11 years later in 2007, Luke lost his vibrant and beautiful sister. Sadly, the cause of her death was never determined. Kelly had always seemed like a second mother to Luke, checking on him and asking about things in his life. A picture of the three siblings appears in the video, and they look abundantly happy, healthy, and well-adjusted. We can relate to them, and at the same time, it is impossible to imagine the pain the family experienced, losing two members in such sudden ways while both were still so young. The unthinkable happened when Kelly's husband, Lee, passed away in 2014. His death left Kelly and Lee's three teenage kids without parents. Luke had known Lee from the age of 7, since Kelly and Lee, both significantly older than Luke, had begun dating by then. Luke and his wife rallied around the kids, and their nephew moved in with Luke, Caroline, and their boys. Luke speaks openly about how the addition of Tilden to their home impacted their family, calling the scramble to make a place for Tilden, as well as describing how his own two boys interact with their new older brother. He shares that he felt honored by Tilden's decision to live with him and Caroline, and he feels a responsibility to make sure Tilden is being raised in a way that honors both Kelly and Lee. As the video continues, we learn about his 15-year marriage to Caroline. Luke credits her with teaching their boys good manners and conduct. He talks about being contented with regard to his career, and he says his focus is really on writing good songs. His hope is that he inspires people to move on through tragedy when they observe his way of handling his own. Luke's story and testimony is nothing if not inspiring. In a world where celebrity is all about superficial, fake, flashy, and temporary things, Luke Bryan is an example of a true talent with real heart, genuine character, and bona fide goodness. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. Proverbs 8:7.
Hey listeners, I want to ask you a question. Do you feel like your prayer life is stagnant or stale? Do you desire to make prayer a part of your everyday life? If you answered yes to either of those questions, then we've got a podcast for you. It's called Teach Us to Pray. The Teach Us to Pray podcast, hosted by Christina Patterson, walks you through simple, effective steps to grow the spiritual discipline of prayer in your life. When we grow in prayer, we grow closer to God. You can find the Teach Us to Pray podcast at lifeaudio.com or in your favorite podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
Pregnant woman receives surprise gift after freak accident leaves husband with brain injury. God works behind the scenes when a pregnant woman receives an incredible gift after a freak accident sends her husband to the hospital. God certainly knows how to give good gifts, and He uses people like you and me to be His generous gift givers. Recently, Maddie Morris found herself on the receiving end of one of these generous miracles. Maddie had been blissfully married to the love of her life, Anthony, for 2 years when she discovered God had blessed them with a baby. Maddie couldn't believe she was going to become a mother, and she immediately began dreaming about watching her amazing husband Anthony be a father. She dreamed of how he would toss a ball around in the yard with their son if it was a boy, and how he would cherish and dote on a beautiful baby girl. But one evening, their lives were changed forever after a freak accident less than 5 miles from their home. The couple was in their car when a caravan of cars came their way. In a split second, a rod came through the windshield of the vehicle and impaled Anthony through his brain. He was immediately rushed into surgery, but Maddie soon learned her husband suffered a traumatic brain injury. He would never regain use of the left side of his body because he suffered a right hemispherical stroke in the process. Maddie also learned her husband may never regain his sight. This means Anthony will never return to his job as a landscaper, which supported his family. All these new and tragic circumstances left Maddie reeling of what their future will be. But God is a generous God who gives good gifts even in the midst of pain. God put it on Maddie's friend, Ashley, to help the family receive some good news. Ashley called into an Australian radio station and got in touch with people from the Kyle and Jackie O Show. After sharing Ashley's story, the radio station generously gifted Ashley and her growing family $15,000. How amazing is God? What an incredible gift during tragic times. It is indeed a blessing to not only give a gift, but to feel the joy of helping someone in their time of need. Let us all continue to rally around this sweet couple and pray for God's hand to continue to provide for this little family. In everything I did, I showed you that by this kind of hard work, we must help the weak. Remember the words the Lord Jesus Himself said, "It is more blessed to give than to receive." Acts 20:35.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
I found myself on a ledge, 3 stories high at some condominiums, contemplating my life and struggling to understand my purpose. Have you ever found yourself on the ledge? My name is Billy Ant. I'm a caring father, mentor, and friend. In my new podcast, Billy and the Goat, I share the life-changing events that shaped who I am today to remind you that no matter how far you've fallen, God can help you get up and thrive. Listen now at lifeaudio.com.